Good morning, Riley in Warree. How are you, Riley?
Good morning, I'm good.
Riley, do you use herbs in your cooking?
I do.
Okay.
So you love yourself a herb?
I love myself a herb. It makes the whole dish.
So what sort of herbs are your faves or your go-tos?
I love parsley. It's nice to chuck on some mushrooms or tomatoes when you're cooking a fire.
Parsley adds to, I make a linguine, it's a creamy bacon and parmesan linguine, and you smack it with lots of parsley, and it does, it enhances it.
Why, though, are we using parsley as a garnish dish, like a garnish on top of it? Because sometimes we don't need the parsley on there.
It does have a taste, I've got to say. I didn't think it used to, but it does. But you were also saying, Riles, off air, that your mum never cooked with herbs. You said that Inky reminds you of your mother.
Yes, my mum used to put herbs in something. She refused to eat it, so I was never, ever allowed to cook with herbs when I was living with her.
Right.
And now that I've moved out of home, everything has herbs in it, and my taste buds are definitely doing a lot better.
Diane in Edge Hill, what about you? Do you cook with herbs?
Yeah, well, guys, I'm a terrible cook. So
is Inky.
Oh, my gosh. This is just a slam Inky segment.
So, I just smash everything with herbs and then hopefully that'll over, you know.
I love it.
And I think that's why they were discovered and invented. It was to mask certain things. Do you put dill in your scrambled eggs, Diane?
Well, I never did before, but after listening to you, I definitely am going to do
Don't
that.
Don't do it, Diane.
Do it, Diane. It just
Don't
makes it.
Do it.
It'll take it from a 9 to a 10.
I do love guaranteed. A mint. I love a mint and a margarita.
And a mojito.
Yes. Nay in Edmonton, are you a lover of herbs?
I sure am. Herbs go in everything.
Really?
Yep, more herbs the better. Everything.
I'm with you.
And I don't care even if they don't belong there, they still go in anyway.
Do you have a favourite herb, Nay? Do you have a favourite one in the shelf there?
My favourite actually is coriander.
Pro-coriander,
love coriander.
I'm on your train. I'm on your boat, absolutely.
Absolutely.
I'm a huge fan.
A good salsa with avocado, red onion, tomato.
Yep.
Coriander, beautiful.
Yeah. Isn't it weird, Nate, how some people, it's like we're wired differently. I think we're tasting different things. Those who are so anti-coriander are tasting something, I think, completely different to what we're tasting that are pro-coriander. It's something to do with our genetic makeup or our taste buds. I don't know.
It is, for me that doesn't like coriander, it's like coriander has taken over the whole dish. You can't taste anything else but the coriander.
I actually grow basil, rosemary, thyme, and I use those in everything. My kids actually just eat basil off the bush. Every time they're outside, they just pick it off and eat it.
That's awesome.
Good on them.